is that we have a repeat of a question about pregnancies amongst minors in the new center that will be organized by Turkmenistan. Of course, there will be the issues of pregnancies amongst minors, deviation from norms in terms of psychic and psychological health, as well as the transmission of viruses and diseases. This center will be funded by the state budget. As for teenage pregnancies, according to the statistics, in 2015, the birth rate amongst teenage girls aged 15 to 19 was 37.5. And in 2023, that same parameter was 21.2. In July of 2023, we submitted our second periodic review on sustainable development, and on the official UN website, there is the full Turkmenistan report with appendices. And if you wish, you can study in detail teenage birth rates between 2015 and 2023, disaggregated by regions of Turkmenistan. That's what I have on teenage pregnancies. There was also a question about reproductive health and contraceptives for teenagers. And so the Health Ministry of Turkmenistan, with support from UNFPAD, has organized a program since 2017, and we've been working to resolve problems in families with consultations and awareness raising on reproductive health, undesirable pregnancies, and pregnancy prevention. It's noteworthy that there are 95 reproductive health surgeries in the country under an order from the Health Ministry to improve reproductive health services. Women from 2017, the staff of those 95 reproductive health surgeries visit district schools to educate teenagers about reproductive health, and this in addition to lessons and classes which are mandatory from years 7 to 11 in state schools. Teenagers for about 10 years now, aged between 15 and 19, have the right to receive contraceptives free in reproductive health surgeries that are set up in all the polyclinics in the country. There was a question about disabilities and the number of people with disabilities. I can give you statistics for 2023. So, for 2023, the 3,180 children received this status, 22 because of the nervous system, over 400 for psychic disorders, 228 for urinary system, natal anomalies, just over 200, motor problems, 222, digestive systems, 175, endocrine systems, 174, eye illnesses, 154, breathing, 139, education, 129, illnesses of the ear and mouth, also 129. Then, illnesses due to trauma, 49. The blood system, 71. Cardiovascular, 34. Other diseases and illnesses, for example, TB, tuberculosis, 6. And 9 I have for other illnesses. This is the statistics for the children with disabilities in 2023. Moving on to AIDS. We have a law from 2016 on preventing the spread of HIV/AIDS in the country. To help identification of cases, all pregnant women must go through HIV/AIDS testing. This is free. The blood donors and recipients also are tested for HIV/AIDS. And patients with serious illnesses, cancer, TB, and so forth, including children, are also given free AIDS tests. Then, breastfeeding. There was also a question here. Taking into account the exclusively important role that